Video-horrific, two young siblings killed when suspected drunk driver plows into Michigan birthday party. By Amy Furr on April 21, 2024. Officials say two children were killed and several other people hurt when an intoxicated driver slammed into a building where a child's birthday party was taking place in Berlin Charter Township, Michigan, on Saturday. Monroe County Sheriff Troy Goodenough said the car crashed into a facility at the Swan Boat Club before stopping. He identified the two children as siblings who were an 8-year-old girl and 5-year-old boy, NBC News reported Saturday. Video footage reportedly shows the vehicle that appears to be a dark-colored SUV, speeding through the parking lot moments before the crash happened. Goodenough said about 13 other people were hurt during the incident, and 9 among them were transported to a hospital suffering from serious, life-threatening injuries. That group was made up of 3 children and 6 adults. During a press conference, Goodenough shared more details about the suspect involved and the charges regarding the case. The 66-year-old female driver of the vehicle, who will not be identified at this time, has been taken into police custody for operating while intoxicated causing death, and she's lodged at the Monroe County Jail. Additional criminal charges will likely be brought against the driver as the investigation proceeds. At this time, investigators are continuing to process evidence at the scene, identify victims, interview witnesses, and reunite family members. The scene was described by the first responders as extremely chaotic, with high level of emotions of those directly involved and those who witnessed this horrific incident. The Swan Boat Club announced via social media that it will remain closed throughout the weekend and ask people to pray for the victims of the incident, the NBC article said. Video footage shows police vehicles at the scene following the crash, and ABC News shared audio of a dispatcher saying, "We have a 4-year-old trapped underneath the vehicle." The clip also shows the gaping hole in the side of the building where the vehicle slammed into it.